Hey, Liz.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Happy 2017. And 21 days.
I know. But we made it.
We made it. Woo. Yay. Here we are. So it's our first podcast of 2017. Mm-hmm. Been a few weeks since we spoke to you all. And we hope that you've had a wonderful holiday and beginning of a new year. How does the new year feel to you, Lena?
Amazing. But it just feels so good to have left, like, 2016 mm-hmm. behind. And it feels like a new chapter and new possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that there weren't any new possibilities in 2016. But it just feels good. Like a blank slate, in a sense.
It does. And I know that those things are cliche, you know, like new year, new start, new beginning.
Yeah.
But there is something, I was talking with someone about this yesterday, there is something that literally feels new and different right mm-hmm. now, you know. Nothing magical happens from December 31st to January 1st, but it actually feels like some kind of shift or whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and even though there were a lot of shitty stuff happening in 2016, and I think I mentioned that in the last podcast. Should I check this? But anyway, I'm saying it again, if so.
Yeah.
That all the crappy things that happen, to not see it as just like crap and hell.
Exactly.
That it was actually teaching us something and teaching us to face like hard things and mm-hmm. come out stronger from that.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree, Lena. When just because something is crappy and shitty and tough, I'm just, like, repeating and processing myself what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we have to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things can be crappy and tough, and we still can learn from them. So, good that you point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, we're back in Sweden.
Yeah, last time we recorded, it was on the bed at your brother's house in Maine, and it was New Year's Eve.
It was New Year's Eve, yeah. It was cozy.
It was.
It was good. Did you have a good holiday, Lena?
Yes, it was really different than mm-hmm. I'm used to, because there were pretty much no traditions involved. Living day by day, uh-huh. take it easy, and just as things come, which is a challenge for me mm-hmm. because I want to know all the time how things is going to be. I mean, I love to be spontaneous, but mm-hmm. to be spontaneous for 2 weeks, it's a little bit tough for me. So it was a good process for me. It was cozy mm-hmm. and fun to also explore new cities and be just up north and New England, because we didn't even go down to North Carolina.
No.
And I mean, I would have loved to do that, but at the same time, when you're in the States for 2 weeks, it takes like 2 days by car to drive down.
Right.
And that takes like 2 days of your 2 weeks mm-hmm. vacation.
Exactly.
And then you have to go back to New York to fly out. So I enjoyed being in one spot.
Yeah. That was really nice. That added to, like, the relaxation, I think.
Yeah.
So it was really good. And like you said, there weren't traditions. And yet our Christmas, at least for me, having grown up with my parents and my brother, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning were a little bit different. I mean, we were in my brother's home, and my brother hasn't lived there for a very long time. So everything was new and different for all of us, in a sense. But yet, we watched the movies that we watch, and we mm-hmm. ate food, and Christmas morning was how we do Christmas morning, just in a bit of a different way, or with a different background or setting or something.
Yeah.
But it was good, and mm-hmm. it felt like a reset button for me, and I needed that.
Yeah.
Big time. So, how are you now, Lena? Right now, today?
Right now, how's it going? Today, I feel... So far, it's pretty early in the morning still, but we're recording this on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. We love the cozy Saturday morning.
Yeah. I am pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a tough week for me.
Yeah.
But we started off in my hometown, where I used to live in Norrköping, because you were attending a workshop with your job. And I was working from Norrköping and met up with a person I haven't seen in like 5 years, which was really cool. So that was really nice. But then it got like pretty tough after that. And so I'm trying to like build myself up again.
Yeah.
And to not get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say something?
Yes.
I think that you should tell everyone what you have done. I mean, you said that it's tough this week, but there have been some pretty major things happening, if that's okay with you to mention now. Some pretty major things happening with you before this week that you took some pretty big steps.
Haven't I shared that?
We haven't had a podcast since New Year's Eve.
Oh, but I did that before that.
Oh.
Or what are you...
I'm talking about.
Oh.
Like, I just spilled coffee all over myself because I was doing, like, charades to tell
I'm so slow. I need more coffee.
Yeah, you need to drink
it. I have a big, full cup here? Yes. Oh, my gosh. You're so right, Liz. Yeah. I was like, what have I done?
It's been huge.
Because I made a decision back in November about a change of life. And I thought, like, well, didn't I share it out with everybody? And then... Liz is just spreading coffee everywhere. But I mean, we love coffee, so you're basically spreading the love.
I'm decorating coffee all over the table myself. Go, Lena, talk about you.
Okay.
Let me drink.
I have started cooking. And that is, I mean, okay, the reality is that before that, I had cooked, I believe, 3 times in a period of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And applause to Liz, who has cooked for like 2 years straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that has been part of my eating disorder that I have, like, I shut down with everything that had to do with food.
Right.
So I have been able to, like, grocery shop and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But to cook, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I have done that. And I did it, like, was it 3 or 4 times?
It was 4 times.
4 times. Last week.
And I'm talking like meals. So sorry. But I'm talking like meals. Good, amazing, home cooked, from scratch, including pasta from scratch, meals.
Yeah, it's a little bit typical of me, like all or nothing.
That is so true. Oh my gosh.
I'm like all in or not at all. I've made pasta from scratch. We got a KitchenAid from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
We had an American one, and it obviously didn't work. Mm-hmm. And I managed to sell it here in Sweden.
That was awesome.
It was. Yeah. And we got a new one, so I could use the pasta machine, like, thing to attach to the KitchenAid. And I made pasta and pesto from scratch. And it was really fun, and then I got exhausted and shut down a little bit, and Liz had to cook again, but I'm gonna cook again this coming week. Mm-hmm. I bought, like, groceries for, like, 16 recipes that I found.
Well, maybe we can cook together this weekend.
Yes.
Do
let's
something.
Do that to get me back on track with that.
But I just wanted to mention that, because that was, like, after we got back from, not from Sweden, from the States.
Yeah.
You went all in and just have done some amazing things.
And I want to do a shout out to your brother, who I know is listening to this. I love
hey,
you.
Bro. I love you too.
He actually inspired me without knowing.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Okay. But no, I told you like every now and then that I felt like inspired.
Oh, yeah.
It was your aunt and your brother who did this.
Okay.
Because they cook.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Mm hmm.
And that inspired me. So shout out to your aunt, too.
Yeah.
Because they just, like, throw together things with such passion and love, and it tastes amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspires me.
Yeah.
So while we were in the States, I was, like, telling you over and over again, like,
true.
I am inspired now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start cook.
Yeah.
So.
And you came home and did it.
Yeah. So enough about me cooking, but it is huge thing. I'm cooking again after like 2 years.
Cool. And the crowd goes wild.
So how are you, Liz?
I'm good. You know, I mentioned just a few minutes ago the new year, the reset button feeling. It really felt like it. And it has felt like it at work. I have a lot of energy. I have reduced some of my work responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And I am not working on Fridays at the school anymore.
Which is cool.
Feels so good. And I had too much to do last fall, and there was just so much going on. So I've left that behind, and now I have my regular students that I'm responsible for back. And I just feel from the inside so much better and more balanced and more energy and more positive. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't even know if I consciously did anything. I think it's just been this long process, and then suddenly things just kind of came together. So, So it just feels really, really good. It feels really good at work, at the school. It feels good to have my Fridays because I can work on my life coach business and my website. And I have to plug myself. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to do it. And I spontaneously started a newsletter last weekend. Yeah. I read Farm Girl Miriam. Hey, Miriam! I read her blog, and she had started a newsletter. And somehow I clicked and, you know, subscribed to it. And then I went to, like, the newsletter website that she's using that generates her newsletters. And before I knew it, I was signing up and creating a newsletter, and I wrote, like, in my description, coming out on Sundays. And then suddenly I was like, oh, shit, I need to actually do a newsletter now. So I did that last weekend, and it was so much fun and so great. And thank you to everyone who has subscribed.
Yeah.
It just has overwhelmed me. So I'm working on another one today to Woo-hoo! Come out tomorrow. I know, really exciting. And, I mean, it's connected to my life coach business. So I hope that it's good tips for living a mindful life and things like that. So I'm very inspired right now.
Yay!
And so it just feels really good.
Uh-huh.
Personally. Yeah. I just agreed with myself.
I'm keeping that one.
Yeah. Fabulous. So let's just move on. Today, I think, is a mashup of a bunch of some different things that we want to mention / talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lena, take it away with the first little current event that we want to discuss.
Yeah. Trump.
Ugh. A moment of silence.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have purposely, is that a word?
Purposefully.
Purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
I made it shorter.
Yeah,
it was easier to say. not posted anything about Trump. And that has its reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I don't want to give him attention.
Mm-hmm.
I am scared.
Mm-hmm.
Worried.
Yeah.
About what's coming next with him as a president. A lot of things have been taken off from their website already about the climate, LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
What else was it? Like two more? Or
one
more.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but several like important things. And I'm thinking, well, yes, they are going to change a little bit about what's been said there.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that is going to be changed? Or will it not be anything about it later? Like, right. What is happening? I feel like, to be honest, it feels really good that we're living in Sweden now, mm-hmm. because I would be so worried if I was living in the States right mm-hmm. now, because it feels like all our rights would be taken away, and we don't know yet,
right.
But that's just how it feels right now. So, yeah, I didn't post any. I'm not saying that it's wrong to post anything, but to me, I decided to not post anything,
mm-hmm.
to just, like, you know what? Screw him. I'm not going to, like, give him any attention.
Right.
That's how I faced it.
Mm-hmm.
You go, Liz.
And I faced it the complete opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear you, and your silence is, in a sense, on Trump is your voice, and what you want to say. And I don't think that I have necessarily focused on Trump, because I agree with you. I don't want to give him the attention. What I have wanted to do is lift up all of those people, including us, who are losing their voices.
And that is really good, and I love that point.
Because of this administration. Right now, we have our little table. There'll be an Instagram picture soon.
Yeah.
We have our table where we're doing our podcast. We have our computers, we have a coffee, of course, a candle lit, and then some posters that I printed out that will be carried today by people all around the world. They are posters that have been made, two of them, are by the same guy who made the Hope poster for Obama back in 2009. So it's in the same style, the same artist. And, you know, one of them is like, "We the people are greater than fear. Hear our voice," and a bunch of women holding up their hands, "Fight like a girl." So I am all about moving forward now. Yesterday, I didn't watch the inauguration. I did see some tweets. But it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. And for me, that means action in whatever way I can. And we can all do different things. I mean, I'm not going to any march today. But
there is one in Stockholm.
There is one in Stockholm.
We've decided to not go.
No, we're not going to go. But I am going to put some of these posters in our windows so that as people walk by, they'll see it. And I've written some things on my blog. So it's time to move forward. And there's a lot of work to do. And I'm not going to be quiet about it. Amen, sister.
Amen. Awesome. Let's move on to something very, very exciting.
So exciting. Like, so exciting.
Oh my gosh. We can finally, finally, finally talk about it.
And I mean after, like, over a year. And then after some major stuff happened in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have been mentioning that we are in a TV show.
Yes.
But we haven't been able to say exactly what TV show?
No.
Until today.
That's right. Oh, we didn't discuss how are we going to do this?
No, but I'm like building it up right now so you can mention what TV show it is.
Okay.
What TV show are we going to be on very soon, Liz?
House Hunters International. It's so crazy.
It is. There is going to be an episode about us moving from the States to Sweden.
That's
and
right.
Finding our apartment.
Yes. It's crazy.
It is.
Should
so
I give
crazy.
Like a tiny little backstory?
Yes.
Okay, short little backstory, because like I said, this is a year and a half long. When we moved 2 years ago yesterday to Sweden for the second time from North Carolina, a few days after we moved, I got a random email. And it was from this person, and at the bottom, it was, like, signed by House Hunters International. So it was, like, a business email, and it was this person who said she had found my blog, and she read it, and she saw that I was American, and that Lena was Swedish, and we moved to Sweden, and we're moving to Uppsala, and they would love to do an episode in Uppsala and on us, because our story sounds fun. And I told Lena, and we were like, what?
Because we have watched that show ourselves for like so long, and I love HGTV.
Yeah, as many, many people do.
Yeah, and for those who are not Americans, because you might not know exactly what kind of channel this is, but HGTV stands for Home and Garden Television.
Right.
So it's a channel in the States where you can watch all kinds of programs that's based on house hunters
and home improvement.
Yeah, like renovations, which is sort of the same as you said.
decorating.
Yeah, and look, Ellen DeGeneres has a show there, and
it's all home stuff.
Yeah, and I love it.
It's really cool.
So when are we going to be on?
We are going to be on February 13th at 8:30 p.m. So Americans...
Eastern time, right?
Eastern time. 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Americans, set your clocks and tune in and see our episode. It has been an insane and incredible experience to have this episode filmed, to be part of it. It did obviously turn out to be a real email. I replied back and basically said, is this for real? And she said yes. And so you fast forward. We were renting a place until last year when we bought our apartment. Fast forward. And they were like, okay, now's the time. And so that's who was here in September.
Yeah, and we also filmed in Asheville.
We did.
For a day during summer when we were there. So it's crazy. So for those who don't have access to this channel,
right?
If you live in the States, you can go to HGTV's website,
right,
and check it there
after it's aired.
Yeah,
yeah.
And for Swedes, we are gonna receive a old-fashioned DVD. With the episode on, we will get it like a couple of weeks after it's been aired. Mm. So, Americans, you're going to be able to see the finished product
before us.
Which is scary, but I mean, there's nothing I can do about it.
No.
So, let us know if you're interested, Swedes, to watch the episode, because we're going to have like a showing party.
We are.
So we will probably fix an event or something and
yeah.
just like open it up for everybody to be able to come and watch it.
Exactly.
And Liz, can you tell for the rest of the world?
Yeah, for all of you others who aren't American or Swedish and living in other countries, we filmed a lot of videos ourselves during the time that we were filming in Asheville and here in Sweden. So we have a lot of videos that we're putting together. So we'll have our own video. It'll be a lot of behind the scenes. Of course, Swedes and Americans, you may be interested in this too. There'll be a lot of behind the scenes shots, a lot of photos as well. And we'll post those in various places.
Yeah. And we have so much material. So I actually believe that we're going to have to make several episodes of our behind the scenes ones. Because otherwise it's going to be like a long, long
exactly.
episode.
So there's our big news. Don't forget, mark your calendars, February 13th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
Liz and Lena moved to Uppsala.
But you can also read about the episode as of right now on their website. And if you are like a night owl, you can also watch the episode on February 14th.
Yeah.
Was it 3:30?
I think it was 3:30. So it's just...
A.M.
Yeah, so it's just... 6-7 hours after the first, it's the encore presentation at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have one more thing that we want to discuss.
Yeah.
We have
a lot of news.
I know. That we've been working on. So go, Lena.
Okay. So we've been talking about secretly-ish... about a project that we have been working on for quite a while, and it takes its time because we want it to be as
fucking amazing as possible.
Yeah, thank you. And we were about to release it today with this podcast,
right?
But it's not happening.
No,
because I came up with this awesome idea. And we're gonna rebrand it.
Yes.
So, that will take its time. So, we're aiming for the release to come next week.
Yes.
Next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, we will give you more information about our project then.
Yeah, we always have to leave you with a cliffhanger. Come on, people. You know us. This is how we work.
It's fun.
It is. It's
so just because
fun.
We know what it is. But I am so excited about this.
But I feel like, I mean, we've let everybody in on the House Hunters International secret. So check. Everybody knows that. So we need another cliffhanger. So just hold on till next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you something else. As usual, we close with a challenge. So, Lena, what do you have for a challenge for this upcoming week?
I am going to work on the rebranding.
Yes.
Of us.
Of us. It's like a makeover, but digital.
Yeah, I love that. And that's actually my profession, too.
Exactly.
So it's really fun. And I actually feel a lot of inspiration right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope this will continue during the day.
I know.
Because I've had a bad week, as I said, with mm-hmm. no inspiration at all. And it's so hard to work with creative stuff when you don't have any inspiration. Right. Mm-hmm. But as of today, and I came up with a brilliant idea. So I can't wait to sit down with that and work on that. So my challenge is to work on the rebranding.
Yes.
And prepare for our next week's release.
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
Yeah. So Liz, what is your challenge?
My challenge is connected a little bit to my newsletter, which I need to write today so mm-hmm. it can be sent out tomorrow. But I do know what I'm writing about. And I want to commit to 7 days of, I meditate every day, but recently I've been meditating through reading a lot and kind of processing that. But I really need to get back on the floor in silence and mm-hmm. do a little bit more movement with yoga. So I want to commit to that for the next 7 days.
Nice.
To bringing that back in. Because during Advent and Christmas, I needed some words to inspire me. So that's what I focused on. And now I need some silence. So that's what I'm going to do.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we are wondering what's going to be your challenge.
Exactly.
For this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
Please share it with us if you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to know.
Yeah, and we'll keep you in our thoughts.
And one last thing before you are ending this podcast with a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend in Germany who won the competition about sending questions to our email. She was the first one to send. We have sent your package and hopefully it will arrive next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's on its way. Great. Okay, everyone, we're wishing you a fabulous weekend and an inspiring week. And I just want to leave you with something that Patti Smith said when we saw her last July in New York City at a free concert. And this can be taken to mean you can use it in whatever way you want to use it, but I think it's powerful. So here we go. People, you are the future, and the future is now. People, be strong. Be vigilant. Don't take any bullshit. Be good. Love one another, motherfuckers. Goodbye.
Bye.